Hi, this is Dr. Mark Rohde, and I'm a psychologist who specializes in addictive disorders. Today we're talking about a very scary phenomenon that impacts nearly every recovering addict. I'm talking about drug dreams. You know, dreams about using. Many people in early recovery want to know if they're weird or if they're normal. They are both weird and very common in recovery, particularly early recovery. They seem to range in severity from minor nuisances to absolutely overwhelming. First, let me talk a little bit about dreams in general. All of us dream multiple times during the evening, but we typically only remember the ones that cause us to awaken in the middle of the night or the longest dream, perhaps 20 to 30 minutes just before we wake up. Dreams can last as little as a few seconds, but tend to get longer and longer over the course of the evening. Many researchers have reported that the majority of dreams happen during a phase of sleep called REM sleep. But dreaming can happen during most any part of sleep. By the way, REM is an acronym that stands for rapid eye movement because the eyes tend to quickly flutter during this phase of sleep. Our knowledge of dreaming dates back about 5,000 years when dreams were recorded in Mesopotamia on clay tablets. The Greeks and the Romans were also interested in dreaming, but the guy who really put dreaming on the map was Dr. Sigmund Freud, who wrote a book entitled The Interpretation of Dreams in 1899. Now, Freud believed that dreams provide us with important information about unconscious desires, but he also said that they can reveal our deepest fears. When we consider drug dreams, Freud may have been spot on in describing both unconscious desires as well as some of our deepest fears. Now, this next piece of information is complex, but it's also pretty important, so try to get it. Modern researchers have noted that a lot of dreams tend to be really bizarre. But during the dream, we accept these oddities usually without any question. The theory is that during dreaming, the availability of certain brain chemicals called neurotransmitters in the front part of the brain tend to dry up, robbing the part of the brain that's responsible for logic of its ability to be, well, logical. Now, as a person in recovery, you know that returning to using isn't logical at all. But during dreaming, the brain has a really tough time with logic, and the unconscious desire to use has a tendency to break through into our dreams. As soon as you awaken during a drug dream, the neurotransmitters that help us to be logical become available again, and you are apt to experience panic because it felt like you relapsed at a time that your now logical brain is trying to process. Now, if you followed that, you probably now know more than about 99% of the human race about the relationship between drug dreams and neurology. Drug dreams happen just once in a while for some, but others report them as being, well, very frequent. Some people wonder if dreaming about drugs predicts being close to relapse. The answer is, maybe. The consensus of many people in the field of addictions is that it is not whether you have drug dreams or not that predicts relapse, but your reaction to the dream when you awaken that may point to some risk of using. I frankly think that the science on this topic is rather soft. But it may be that people who experience cravings upon awakening may be at greater risk of relapse, while those who experience feelings of revulsion for the drug are in a better position to avoid relapse. A question that we get is, what should I do if I have a drug dream? We first suggest that you remind yourself that it was just a dream. It wasn't real, and that things that aren't real can't hurt you. Please consider that there is something you can learn from the drug dream that can probably benefit your recovery. It makes sense to talk about the dream with your coach, your mentor, a therapist, or your sponsor to gain some perspective. Please don't suffer in silence. Be sure to talk about the feelings you experienced upon awakening, but also focus on the feelings you had about your behavior in the dream. Some drug dreams tend to be triggered by what's happening in your real life, and it may feel uncomfortable or out of control. It might be as simple as hearing a song on the radio that prompted a drug-using memory, or as serious as running into your old drug dealer at a convenience market. In the end, you may want to consider several steps to reduce the likelihood of more drug dreams. That's the real question now. How do I shut down the frequency of those drug dreams? First, we'd encourage you to deal with the issues that you may have been avoiding. If you've got a therapist, be as open and honest as you can be. If you're in a 12-step program, talk about the stuff in meetings and with your sponsor. You've probably heard the saying, you're only as sick as your secrets. Don't have secrets. Second, you may want to minimize stress, practice yoga, meditate, walk your pet your kitten, read a great book, listen to music, or Google the phrase, how to relax. Third, get a bit of exercise before you sleep. Nothing too strenuous. Don't run a couple of miles, but make sure you're a bit tired before getting into bed. Be sure that there's at least an hour between any exercise and bedtime. Fourth, practice good sleep hygiene. Sleep in a cool, quiet, dark space after you've had an evening shower or bath. Avoid LED or LCD screens for about an hour before bedtime. The blue light emitted by those screens will mess with your ability to sleep. Fifth, please don't eat too close to bedtime. Don't ask me why, but late night eating just seems to prompt more dreams. Yeah, I know it's kind of weird. Last, remember that dreams are normal. One study indicated that about 85% of people in early recovery had dreams 2 to 3 times a month. That makes it very normal. Please let me know that you're okay with being normal. Thanks for listening.